The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, Lindsay Bjorklund here, and I'm so excited to have Jackson Pinkowski on with us today. It's been a minute since I've done an interview with him, and thanks for coming on, Jackson.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I wanted to get Jackson on today because we have been working on stuff with our clients that I think could be really helpful to Cleaning Nation. And one of those things is Google LSA ads, which is Google Local Service Ads, call them LSAs for short. And I know I don't have the episode number, I'll put it in the show notes, but Mike and Jared did a podcast on LSAs a while back. But I thought we'd have Jackson on today to get his take on it and what he's recommending currently as of June 2023 to our clients. Jackson, take it away. What are LSA ads? Take us from like the very beginning steps.
Yeah. So LSA ads or local service ads are, they're essentially lead generation ads for service-based companies. So this can be anything from like landscapers to cleaners, obviously, and then plumbers, service technicians, stuff like that. And essentially what it is it's almost like Google's version of like Angie's List or Angie, as they call it now. I don't think it's Angie's List anymore. But it's a way for Google to highlight some of their best local businesses in the area, and then promote them to help encourage more contact, either through like a phone call or a form fill out or something like that. Basically reaching out to the company. It makes you very visible. And so I'm sure if anybody listening to this has searched for like a service-based business that they want to have done in their house, they've probably seen a local service ad. And essentially what it looks like is a, like say you Google landscapers near me or best landscapers near me, you're looking for somebody to mow your lawn. It'll pop up in like this little carousel right at the top of your search, and it'll show, you know, 4 to 5 businesses. Sometimes you can scroll through and see more, but it'll show the business name, their rating. So like 4.5 stars, 5 stars, how many ratings and reviews they have, and then a little badge that says Google verified. And so that is a local service ad. The business didn't set up any cool tech stuff to get that to work. They didn't do anything funky. It's literally just a program that Google has to help promote these businesses. And so it's open and available to pretty much everyone at this point. If you have a service-based business in most locations, there are some outliers. It might not be available, but I haven't come across anybody where it hasn't been available yet. So.
Okay. And I know some of our clients, I know a lot of residential clients of ours were using it. Is it open to commercial cleaning companies right now?
Not really. Kind of. Okay. There's no explicit, at least in majority of locations, there's no explicit category for commercial cleaning. Okay. However, a lot of people do it anyway and just list themselves as a cleaning service, even if they do commercial or residential. So if they're commercial, they'll list themselves as a cleaning service. You see this often in big market areas. Sometimes you'll see franchises that will pop up, commercial franchises that pop up as a local service ad, like Janie Pro or other things like that. They'll come up. So it's not available, like straightforwardly available, but you can work around with it if you want to try.
And do you, in your opinion, do you think it's worth working around for a commercial company?
So the cool thing about local service ads is it's not like normal Google ads where you pay per click. Okay. You pay per lead. And those leads, you're basically during the setup process, you're telling Google, hey, these are the services I offer. For example, I do like home cleaning, I do floor cleaning, but I don't do window cleaning and I don't do carpet cleaning. So that's, you can be pretty explicit about that. Same thing goes if you've outlining commercial, you can say, I do these certain type of cleanings, but I don't do, you know, home cleanings, for example. But I do floor cleanings, I do carpet cleanings, I do window cleanings, those kinds of things. And with that, if a lead ends up coming through, whether you're residential or commercial, and say they're like, hey, I want my carpet cleaned, but you explicitly say, oh, I don't do carpet cleaning, then you 90% of the time, you won't have to pay for that lead. You just tell Google, hey, this is a bad lead. They wanted services that we explicitly don't offer and that we told you we don't offer. So I'm not going to pay for it. And then Google goes, okay, great. We're going to learn from this. You don't have to pay for this lead. On to the next one, right? So with commercial, as you can, I suggest you give it a shot because you're only paying for the leads that come through. And if you're explicitly stating what you don't do and you get leads that are asking for exactly what you don't do, then the likelihood of you actually paying for those bad leads is very slim. So it doesn't hurt. I wouldn't say like put all your eggs in the basket for that, but put in your arsenal of other outreach methods for sure.
Very cool. Very cool. Just to take it back a step, I realized I kind of like went right into like the nitty gritty details. Can't talk today. But what are, before you even get started, what do you need to have set up on your company's end, or are there any requirements to get into LSAs with Google?
Yeah. So the process is extremely straightforward in getting it set up. I mean, Google wants you to do this, so they're going to walk you through it step by step. You can even call somebody to help you walk you through it, which is awesome because all other Google products, you can't do that at all. Trust me, I know. I've been trying. But LSA, they really want you to do it. So the process itself is very straightforward. They're really the three big things you want to have ahead of time is you want your Google My Business profile to exist. So you want there to actually be a business profile that the ads can point back to, right? So you know what Google My Business is. I'm assuming people listening to this have an idea if they've ever looked at a restaurant or got directions to Home Depot. Those are all Google My Business profiles. That's free to do, free to set up, easy. So once you set that up, you're good to go. You should have that set up if you've had your business for a while anyway. Next, on top of that, you need reviews. I believe, and don't quote me on this, I believe the minimum is 5 reviews. Obviously, you want more than 5. Don't just go, I need 5. You want to get as many as possible. So if you've been collecting reviews as you've been working, great. Nothing for you to do. If you haven't, I would suggest you get started, go back to old clients, customers, stuff like that, maybe even get an employee to get a review, something like that for you. Because you need reviews. It won't show, it won't verify if you don't have reviews. And then the last thing is just make sure you have your business paperwork together. They ask for proof of insurance. Sometimes they ask for a background check as well. The background check is on you specifically, not on your employees, just on you as the owner. Okay. And then business registration paperwork, stuff like that. They just want to make sure that you're covered because, you know, say, for example, they send somebody hire someone off of LSA and they're a really bad company and they're not insured. They're not an actual company. Then not only does the company get in trouble, but Google can get in trouble as well. So they're trying to avoid that ahead of time. Yeah, those are the three big things you need to have together ahead of time before starting the process of applying. My biggest piece of advice there is don't wait because, I mean, I've seen some times where the review process takes like a day or less. Okay. And then I've seen other times where the review process takes like a week or more. So just don't wait on it. Get started right away.
Okay, great. You answered my next question. Like, how long does this take? Kind of a question I've gotten asked a lot, and I bet you have too, by especially residential companies where people are running their company from their house. And then they go to register as a the Google My Business. Does it matter if like, do you, I guess my question is, do you recommend getting like a different physical address than like, does Google care if I'm running my business from my home? Like, does that look less legit when I'm trying to get verified?
So Google doesn't care. Per se, you would probably care.
Yeah.
You don't want your address listed as a company. I see that all the time driving around here in Wisconsin, and it's like like I remember I was driving the other day and something popped up on my map in my car and it said like, oh, Mobile Vegas as a business. I'm like, oh, that sounds so fun. What is that? It's just some guy's house that does like parties where he tows like a casino for parties and whatnot. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But it's also not cool because now your home address is publicly available to everybody here. And my dog decided to make an appearance.
Oh, hello. So those of you on the podcast just listening, you're missing out on the YouTube video. Jackson's dog is so cute.
So yeah, you have two options here. First option, I would suggest to get like a UPS business box, mm-hmm. or something, a virtual box, whatever your area has that's easy for you. You don't have to go rent an office or anything like that. Okay. You just need a spot that can receive mail.
Okay.
That is critically important. Option two is you can do no physical address and just have a generic service area. I don't like that as much because it's harder for you to actually like show up as a business in like maps or anything like that. Or on Google searches, because it's like generic, right? It's you could service a 25-mile radius around. I'm in Wisconsin, so around Wisconsin, Milwaukee. But if you have a physical address actually in downtown or, you know, on the outskirts in the suburbs, it's going to look a lot better overall. So, go to UPS, get a box, they can serve as your office headquarters, just for the purposes of Google.
Okay. Would a PO box work at a mail at a USPS?
It used to be fine. You could do that. I don't think it works that way anymore. I think they're kind of cracking down on that in terms of Google. Again, don't quote me on that. I'm not 100% sure. It changes quite a bit. And I haven't actually had to set up a Google profile in a while. Most of the time I've just been fixing ones that have already been set up.
So. Right. Okay, cool. Yeah, sorry for all the very in the weeds questions, but I know I get asked this all the time. So Cleaning Nation wants to know. A lot of people are in that situation. So we just want to make sure everyone's set up, like the pre-setup to actually getting into this, so you can
do
your time wisely, get it up and going.
I will say too, one extra thing that just came to mind. If you haven't set up your Google My Business already, and you're like, okay, I'm going to get it set up. I'm just going to put my home address and then I'll get a business later. Don't do that. Wait until you get the business address, because changing the address afterwards is a bigger pain in the butt than you might think. So, I would suggest, getting set up with a different location as the address that's going to be on file, and then setting up your Google My Business. If you already have it set up for your home, then we kind of got to weigh the pros and cons of like, is it worth it to change it? Or am I okay with having this public out as it is? And that's something that honestly you kind of have to think about on your own. Just because I will say I've had issues where people go to change the business address and Google freaks out and it kind of puts a damper on things.
Okay. Good tip there.
Real quick, Cleaning Nation, if you can think about how you found out about this podcast, maybe a tweet, a Facebook message, iTunes search, some sort of Instagram post, the only way we grow is word of mouth. We don't do paid ads. We don't run ads. You are it. The only ask I have is if you're getting value, share the love. However you found out about this, if it was a review or post, whatever it is, do that. Pay it forward so the next cleaning company owner can change their life as well. Back to the show.
Okay, so my next question is, let's walk through it. So we've gotten approved, so we're ready to roll. What does it look like once you're inside? I mean, obviously we're not screen sharing right now, so don't worry if you're listening on the podcast, you're not missing any visuals besides Jackson's dog who laid down. but what do you do once you're inside? Like, do you set a budget? Like, how do the leads start rolling in is my question.
Yeah. So once you're approved, once you're set up, through that setup process, you will set a weekly budget of how much you want to spend. They will sometimes give you estimates of how many leads they think you'll get off that budget. Average right now, I think I'm seeing consistently across the board is anywhere from $15 to $20 per lead coming through on LSAs when people are just starting out. So keep that in mind when you're setting your weekly budget. Usually right off the bat, I recommend people set it at $100. Just to get started. Sometimes it'll spend that, sometimes it won't spend that. But you'll have a good idea. Does it cost me $20 per lead? Does it cost me $10 per lead? Or is it maybe cost me like $50 per lead? And that'll all vary. But in that first week or so, that's when you're going to really hone in that budget. What the dashboard looks like is very, very basic. Like the first tab you see is a tab of leads that have come through. Mm-hmm. There's going to be like a lot of notes in there. Oh, is it new? Is it old? Is it in progress? All that stuff. You don't really have to worry about that at all. It's just on the lead that came through, if they called you or not. Obviously, if they called you, you're going to know because you'll pick up, I hope. If they maybe filled out a form or something, you'll get a notification about that if you have that set up. You'll also get a recording of the call, which is pretty cool. If they called you through the LSA ad, you'll get a little recording in the dashboard. So you can hear, you know, if you have salespeople, you can hear how the call went. If they were a spam call, that's a record that it's not a good quality call. And then you can dispute that.
Nice.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. The dashboard's super straightforward. You can adjust your budget. You can adjust your business information if you need to. But they try and keep it very simple. So as you start to progress and go more, it'll fill up with more and more leads.
Very cool. Stupid question, because I have no idea. So when you say call through LSA, what do you mean by that? Like, is there a phone number only for LSA or?
So when I say call through LSA, it's like they could do it on their computer too, but most likely if somebody's on their phone and mm-hmm. they're searching and then they see your LSA ad specifically and they click it, it'll open up like your business profile and it'll prompt them to call you. And so if they click call through their phone, that's calling through the LSA ad. Obviously they could see it on the computer and then call you off their computer. Yeah. Right. And that won't track through the LSA ad because, the action was taken off the computer. But, most of the time, if people are seeing this, they're on their phones or on a mobile device that can make a call and they'll just call directly from that device, which will track through there. Obviously, if somebody who's, you get those people where I'm so anti-ad, I click an ad, I see it, and then I'm going to call off like my landline or something like that. I'm going to call somewhere else. That won't track and that won't count. But you'll still get an increase in leads, obviously, because people are seeing your LSA ad.
Cool. Very cool. I guess, yeah, my other question is, I'm just trying to think, because it's hard for me because I've never seen it, and probably people listening to this podcast might have not seen it from their angle either. But what was I going to say? So you've got the ads coming in. I know I had a question that's kind of related, but I'm hearing it a lot from our clients, so maybe Cleaning Nation is having this issue too. Once you're in LSA ads and you're set up, or even just Google My Business, will Google ever call or email me, contact me directly about something like your profile isn't set up? Or I see a lot of scams going on, I guess, is my question. How do I differentiate once I'm in this world, what's real and what's not?
Yeah, we've had a plethora of that like the past 2 weeks, which I was surprised. A lot of people brought them up. So I would say unless you're spending a ton of money each month, like 10 grand plus on LSAs or Google ads or anything like that, which I mean, some of you might be, but I don't think you need to be. So if you are, change something. But unless you're spending that much, Google doesn't typically call you out of the blue. Because when you're spending more, you get a higher level of care. Or if you're an agency, like I get calls from Google all the time. Jared gets calls from Google and Facebook all the time. That's just something we kind of live with. But most times, businesses will not get calls from Google. And if they do get a call from somebody claiming to be Google, they will always follow it up with an email. And if they don't say anything about that, request an email, because then that will really tell you if it's a scam or not. Another thing, Google will never ask you to pay them for a service.
Okay.
Services do not cost. They do not solicit for payments. unless you explicitly ask for one of their higher tier private services that they have, which again, nobody here would be doing that kind of thing. Most of the time it's people from like SEO companies or, you know, traffic companies. Their whole job is to just scroll and find businesses and people they can call, say, oh, you're not getting any visibility. Pay me $250. We'll get your visibility up. And they most likely won't. So yeah, most of the time, if you get a call from somebody claiming to be Google, either don't pick it up and let them leave a voicemail. And then again, they will follow that up with an email. If they don't follow it up, ignore it. It doesn't matter. If you do pick up, just explicitly ask for an email recap of everything and then look it over and see if it's an actual Google email. It will come from Google. It won't come from somebody else. It'll always come from Google. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Just be super wary of it. And bottom line, if they ask for money, you know immediately it's a bunch of junk.
Okay, great advice, Jackson. Because yeah, we've both been seeing a lot of scams come in lately. It's people are like, is this real? It's like, oh, doesn't sound real to me. Awesome. Okay, so I guess with that in mind, I'm gonna close this episode out. From what I can tell is if you don't have your Google LSA set up, your Google My Business, like you should probably jump on it right now because this is way easier than setting up like a complicated funnel and posting it. And wouldn't you say so?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say if you haven't done anything else, you should at least do this. It's an amazing starting point. You know, some people can run their entire business off of this without having to do any other types of ads. It's a great way to get yourself out there, get your business out there, especially if you're just starting, and it's extremely, extremely cost effective. Like you do not need to spend a lot. Once you understand how much your leads are costing, you just work backwards. Basically, it's like, hey, if I need to get 5 leads this month and it's going to cost me $10 a lead, then I need to spend at least $50. If I need to get 10, it's going to cost make me spend 100 and so on and so forth. So once you understand that, it's really simple to just work backwards because it tends to stay pretty consistent. You know, obviously you have up and downs, but, you know, it'll stay pretty consistent for you.
Awesome. Well, Jackson, thanks for jumping on with me. Hopefully Cleaning Nation can find this, like, this is something like low hanging fruit, it sounds like to me, and a lot of people aren't doing it right now. So definitely get it on at Cleaning Nation. If you like what you're hearing and you want to learn more about how we can help, our team can help. We got Jackson, we got Jared on our team, and obviously Mike, of course, and Suzanne and Janelle. We are all here to help you out. If you want to check out more, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's nothing for sale on there. It's just like hundreds of podcasts and tons of blogs and info and free training. So check it out now and we'll see you there. Thanks a lot, Jackson. See you later.
Awesome. Bye guys.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.